You are Locked On Pirates, your daily Pittsburgh Pirates podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Pirates, a part of the Locked On Sports Network, your team every day. How's everybody doing today, guys? My name is Ethan Smith, and I am your host of Locked On Pirates, Pittsburgh Superfan. And as a Pittsburgh Superfan, I'm a little down today. Just because we're not going to have Thanksgiving football tomorrow between the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers, which does kind of put me in a bad spot just because I don't really want to watch Dallas and Washington and Detroit and Houston. No offense to those fan bases. I was just really looking forward to a good AFC North battle on Thanksgiving night. That game has now been moved to Sunday on NBC at 1:15. Go check out Locked On Steelers with Christopher Carter for all of your news about the Pittsburgh Steelers. And today, our episode is once again brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar. You know, gotta love it, man. We love Built Bar over here at Locked On Pirates. And if you go to builtbar.com, you get 20% off of your next order, which means you do not need to be a new customer. You could already be using it at this current moment. So today on the podcast, it is Thanksgiving Eve, as some of my friends like to call it, if you are on the drinking game, the Blackout Wednesday. But I am currently in between work at the moment, so we are recording today in between my shift. I will be going home tomorrow. Home is in Augusta, Georgia for me. So we all saw the Masters a couple weeks ago. Congrats to Justin Johnson on tying the course record. But today we're going to talk about what Pirate fans should be thankful for as Buccos fans right now. And obviously that list may be kind of hard for a plethora of reasons. Just because, like, the team's in a strong rebuild, they haven't been that good since 2015, etc. It's a long list. But we're going to start off by probably the thing that most Pirates fans know we can easily be thankful for right now. And that's, let's be honest, let's be happy we still have a team in Pittsburgh. The ownership has definitely, like, stated in the past they might move away from Pittsburgh and all that stuff. But let's just be happy we have a team to root for in the great city of Pittsburgh, the city of bridges, the city of Iron City beer, the steel capital of the world. But more importantly, like, just be happy too that we're getting to watch the Pirates play this year after coronavirus kind of sent the season astray to where we didn't know if we were going to have one. But it's also like going into 2021, we got to be thankful for it. Now, as far as the player that the Pirates are most thankful for, I think it's Ke'Bryan Hayes right now. He placed sixth in the National League Rookie of the Year award race in 2020, but he's still eligible to win it in 2021 because of his service time. He only spent about like 3 weeks in the majors. He had 85 at-bats in 24 games, so he will maintain his rookie status heading into the year. Hayes answered a lot of critics immediately about his bat, hitting 376, 442, 682 with 5 home runs, 7 doubles, and 2 triples. In September, where he also won Rookie of the Month honors in September. And whenever he talked in a lot about what's going on in his young career so far, I was just so excited to finally get the opportunity to come up here. Just wanted to show what I could do and go out there, try to play to the best of my ability. And I mean, if there's any player right now that I would say is the most untouchable on the Pirates, it's probably Ke'Bryan Hayes. Mitch Keller's name could go in there, who's another player Pirates fans should be thankful for, even though he's been kind of consistent to begin his young career. I do think Mitch Keller is going to pick it up in 2021. But Hayes right now is definitely the guy who seems to be the future of the Pittsburgh Pirates. And Hayes easily led the team in WAR with 1.8. His Fangraphs total was 1.7, which was tied with unanimous American League Rookie of the Year Kyle Lewis for the best mark among all Major League rookies. And it's very interesting when you look into Hayes and why he's so good already is because his defensive ability, I think, really helped him pick up his bat because he's been able to focus on hitting the ball much better rather than focusing on his defensive ability when he's already a very good defender. But moving on from that, let's also remember that the Pittsburgh Pirates play in arguably the best ballpark in baseball in PNC Park. PNC Park easily is one of the most beautiful ballparks in baseball. There's no reason to say otherwise. I actually just got the Clemente Bridge tattooed on my left forearm last week just because of the big fandom that I have and walking across it. It's just one of the best experiences I've ever had. PNC Park is also just a very good park to just visit, even if you're a neutral fan. So if I have any neutral fans listening to this podcast and you ever want to travel around, I definitely would say put PNC Park on your list of ballparks. It's very interesting when it goes into the grand scheme of things that the Pirates have really only had three good seasons in PNC Park. And they've been playing there for almost 20 years now. So hopefully the beautiful ballpark will have a beautiful team in it soon, which I think, again, I've talked about this on the pod before. 2022, 2023 is probably around the area of where the Pirates will be doing very good. And PNC Park, again, like, you got to have a pierogi. You have to have a Permane Brothers pierogi and sit in right field. I have a picture of it that I can post on Locked On Pirates at Twitter. Over there on Twitter for me, I could easily post a picture of that. It's one of the most beautiful views you will ever see in all of baseball. And you really just have to marvel at the idea that Pittsburgh is also just in its own right a very beautiful city. The people are very great. The city with a backdrop of the sun or during a rainstorm or anything, it's just always a beautiful city and just always, like, captures people that come into it. I mean, coming out of the Fort Pitt Tunnel, the city just hits you in the face, and it's really awesome to see. But talking about other things that also encapsulate you and can very much amaze you is Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that's just like a candy bar. We talked about them earlier. They have plenty of flavors. All of them are chocolate covered. One of my favorites being the cookies and cream. You have raspberry chocolate, peanut butter, banana chocolate, anything you can think of. And Built Bar is awesome. It's great for you. It's good in protein. It's good in fiber. And over here at Locked On Sports, your team every day, I know most of the hosts actually use Built Bar for their workout needs, for getting ready for a podcast. It kind of gets you a little up when you get all that protein and fiber in you. If you're trying to maintain weight or lose weight, protein is always a good idea as well. And Built Bar right now, again, I use it almost all the time. I've been buying it ever since I started this podcast, and they've done very well with me at Locked On Pirates and taking care of me. If you go to BuiltBar.com right now, you get 20% off of your next order using the code LOCKEDON. And you don't have to be a new customer. You can be a returning customer who's used Built Bar for as long as they've ever came out. And you still get 20% off of your next order. So go check those guys out, guys. Again, that's BuiltBar.com. Use the code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON in all caps to get 20% off of your next order. And we will be right back from the break. And welcome back, guys. I hope you're all having a great Thanksgiving Eve. I hope if you are at home listening to the podcast today that you are surrounded by loved ones. Let them know how much you love them. 2020 has been a crazy year. A lot of people have lost a lot of their loved ones around them. Just let them know that you're there for them. If they ever need anything, just let them know, man. It's nothing like that you can't do. It's as simple as saying, I love you. Excuse me. And today we're talking about things that we're thankful for as Pirates fans. Let's be honest. Let's take a little trip down short memory lane. We have to be thankful for Andrew McCutchen. 2013, he won the MVP award. He came onto the scene in the early 2010s as a top-tier rookie, winning Rookie of the Year, and realistically gave us the best years of Pirates baseball we've had since 1990 through 1992. And he's kind of set the groundwork for a lot of what's going on now in Bucko Land, trying to get another budding superstar, and we haven't really had one since he left. But the people that were a part of that trade in San Francisco, most of them are still in the organization. And yes, McCutchen has moved from San Francisco now to the Yankees and the Phillies now where he plays, but McCutchen's still very much rooted into the city of Pittsburgh. His son's name is Steele. And I mean, You just have to be thankful for a guy like that. And hopefully Ke'Bryan Hayes can maybe get up to that level. Maybe it takes a little longer or whatever. But, you know, it's very interesting when you look at how good he was in Pittsburgh and how encapsulated the city got with him and how, like, integral he was to their success and even their success now. But the guy who's going to be biggest for the success now of the Pittsburgh Pirates is going to be GM Ben Cherington. And we saw that he won a World Series with the Boston Red Sox. He has his track record. He's been busy on the phones already this offseason, according to multiple reports. Cherington's ready. We've been in touch with every team by now. Those conversations typically start with higher level info sharing, what we're trying to accomplish, what the other team is trying to accomplish. We've certainly been active with calls. I started some of that follow up. We'll see where that takes us. He spoke about that on The Athletic. This should be a very, very, very big thing for Pirates fans. They've always been pretty quiet in the offseason, besides like the Marte trade and the McCutchen trade and stuff like that. But if one thing is for sure here, and we can be thankful for, especially with Ben Cherington, is it's really calming, in my opinion, to hear that he seems to have a plan. He's also refused to use the term rebuild, even though we know that's what's going on. We know that. That's fine. But he's refused to use it because he's so into the Pirates contending. It's obviously an insult to the players, too, if you say, like, you're rebuilding. Like, let's be honest. Like, if I'm a player, I don't want to hear that I'm rebuilding, because then that means I'm probably not here in a couple years. But you have guys right now, and we're going to talk about this on Friday, about the players who could be on sale for the Pittsburgh Pirates, as Black Friday is usually a big day for sales in supermarkets and everything like that. You have guys that you can trade, and whenever we talk about that on Friday, we'll go a little more into it, but when you have guys that you can trade that may not be on the team in a couple years and you can get something for them, especially something good, like maybe a good young catcher behind Jacob Stallings, like a Louis Campusano from the San Diego Padres, if you could somehow lure him away, you could really put a lot of stock into the idea that the Pirates could improve in this offseason without improving their win record. They could seriously win 50 or 60 games and still improve because they could have the system in place in the minor leagues to be ready to contend in a couple years. And that's very good because the Pirates lately have not had a top 15 farm system. We had that with Glasnow and Meadows, but they kind of messed that up with Neil Huntington trading for Chris Archer, but we're not going to talk about that. But if he can establish an identity with this team, and I talked about this with Sully Baseball on Locked On MLB, go check that out from last week. It's going to be very interesting to see if Cherington really has the blueprint already, and we just don't know about it yet. Baseball's been very quiet with COVID. A lot of the analysts haven't really been able to talk to a lot of the players and see what's really going on in the clubhouse. And Derek Shelton has been integral in a lot of the decision-making that Cherington is making as well. So who's to say that he already has this plan in place and we just haven't seen the dominoes fall yet? And I think we should be really thankful for that. Because, like, Neil Huntington kind of never really had a plan. It was just ride Andrew McCutchen and see where it goes. He never made the big splash because obviously ownership never gave him the money, but there was never really that big splash outside of Francisco Liriano, AJ Burnett, Corey Dickerson, stuff like that. But now if Cherington can just somehow build something from the ground up and convince ownership to give him some money, this team could take off in a couple years. Ke'Bryan Hayes could be a budding superstar. Mitch Keller could be an ace pitcher. You'd have Quinn Priester, Carmen Majinski, and Brennan Malone ready, and even maybe Kumar Rocker if they take him with the number one overall pick, just ready to go. And it's going to be very interesting to see how thankful we're going to be in a couple years when Ben Cherington really sits there and has this team contending again for an NL Central crown alongside the Chicago Cubs, who are now in a very tumultuous spot with no longer having Theo Epstein as their director of baseball operations. But I would really think, if the Pirates really start building an identity in the next couple years, it could be the Dodgers, Pirates, and Mets, and Padres, and Braves is like the top five teams in baseball if we really see something happen. And we need to be thankful for that, man. Like, Cherington has the track record. We just have to be patient. And that's the last thing I'm going to go ahead and say is everybody needs to be thankful for the patient people in our lives as well. patience is a very hard thing in 2020. 2020 has tested our patience very, very much. And right now, even in baseball, outside of baseball terms and inside baseball terms, we just have to be patient with everything. It's a day-by-day challenge that we deal with every single day, not knowing what's going to be happening. Is the country going to be shutting down again, etc.? Like, what is going to be happening in the next couple months? We really don't know. And just being patient, bringing in the loved ones around you, especially with Thanksgiving tomorrow, and just being safe while doing so is the biggest thing. If you guys can take anything from this podcast today, just be thankful for everything that you have, because some other people may not have it, and just because they don't have it doesn't mean they don't have things they're thankful for either. Everybody's thankful for something. If you want my honesty, I'm thankful for the friends around me that I have. I'm thankful for the family that I have that supports me. I'm thankful for sports even being played right now. I'm thankful for a lot of different things. So how about you guys on Locked On Pirates on Twitter, tell me what you're thankful for about the Pittsburgh Pirates or what you're thankful for in general. And again, I will not be talking to you guys tomorrow, obviously, as it is Thanksgiving. I will be with my family, as everyone else will be. And on Friday, we're going to be talking about what Pirates players are up for sale, maybe like how much percent off they could be in terms of their trade value. But I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. Eat some really good food. Watch the two football games we get now as the Steelers-Ravens game got canceled and postponed to Sunday at 1:15. And I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. And we're going to be into the holidays soon, guys. So hope have a great day. Thank you so much.